All right, we are back with you here on Sports Radio KHTK. We're going to be speaking with Hugh Jackson, the coach of the Raiders here. That was an amazing game that the Raiders played, coming from behind to beat the Jets in front of a frenzied crowd. And right now we do welcome in the coach, Coach Hugh Jackson. Coach Grant Napier, I imagine you're doing very well. Congratulations on that.
I am super fantastic today. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing good. I love your passion. I can't even get my question out to you, and you're already telling me how great you're doing. I like to hear that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. First of all, I got to talk to you about the environment, the packed house, the atmosphere. I mean, you're on the sideline. At times, you're trying to even get the crowd in a more of a frenzy. But just give me your reaction to that place being packed and the atmosphere on Sunday.
Unbelievable, beautiful, silver and black, Raider Nation. This is what we're all about. That Sunday is what it's supposed to be all about in that stadium. It's supposed to be loud, rocking. The O has never been like that since I've been here, and I was very excited about it.
Do you know that I've been getting a lot of phone calls and text messages the last 2 days from Raider fans that have been saying they've been going to games for the last 15 years, and other than the playoff games, they don't recall it, anything like that. And, Hugh, I got to tell you, it's been a long time. You probably have to go back to the Super Bowl years since the Coliseum was rocking like that. And I know it means a lot to you and the players to come out and deliver in the way that you did.
It sure does. I mean, but it also means a lot that our fans are there and they're believing in this football team. I keep saying the time is now to get behind this team, because I really believe we're going to do something special. And I'm glad that people came out this past week. I'm hoping and praying that they all come out this week, because we want that place to be as loud as it can be.
Darren McFadden leading the league in rushing right now. It just seems like every time he has his hands on the football, he's making something happen, Hugh. And I know that last week you told me he's, I forget exactly what you said, but he's the most talented, most special player that you've coached. And that's saying something with how many players you've coached, but he's just unbelievable to watch.
He is, and he's just growing each and every day as a football player. He loves playing the game. He loves the big games. He loves practicing. I love everything about the player, because he's, to me, what pro football players are. They come to work every day. He works hard at what he does, and he expects and wants to be the best.
Can you explain to the fans what it's like to have a back like that, and what it does for play action, what it does for your quarterback, knowing that the defense has to honor McFadden?
There's no question, because everybody knows when you hand it to him that he can hit a home run anytime you give it to him. So you have to honor him on every snap, which then gives you an opportunity to throw the ball to Denarius Moore and Darius Heyward-Bey and Chad Schillings and Derek Hagan and the rest of that crew, because they have to make sure that they know where he is at all times. And we need to continue to get better at throwing the ball a little bit more down the field. But I tell you, Darren McFadden's the catalyst to this thing going that way.
You talk about Denarius Moore with you and Al, figuring out ways to get him the ball other than just, you know, catching. We saw that on Sunday against the Jets. I mean, to utilize his athleticism.
Yes, now he is a tremendous young player, you know, and every time the ball's in his hands, that's something like Darren. A lot of good things can happen, is what I should say.
Yep.
And obviously, he's returning punts for us now, so he's getting more and more opportunities. And then obviously, Darius is going to come on and continue to play well, and Chad Schillings, and hopefully, we'll get Jacoby Ford back here soon. And so, we'll just continue to grow as an offensive football team.
You know, I mentioned Al Saunders and the relationship that you have with him and his pedigree and his familiarity with Jason Campbell from 2 years in Washington. How much has that meant here in the early going?
It's meant a ton. I mean, Al does such a great job for me when I'm not there to be hands-on, because I try to be a part of everything that we're doing. So he allows me to coach this football team. And on game day, he's my eyes from up top and tells me exactly what's going on, and I trust the things that he sees. And boy, we've got off to a really good start.
Hugh Jackson joining us here on the Hugh Jackson Show. Coach, in the National Football League, you can't count on just outscoring teams every Sunday. What is it that you need to see from your defense right now? Because they are allowing a lot of yards and points.
We need to continue to get better. You know, we just need to continue to get better and cut down on the points that we're giving up. And I think our players understand that. I think there's going to be a great defensive football team here. At some point in time, this team is going to rise up and play the way I know they can. I mean, they made some huge plays in that game the other day to get us, help us get that win. And they will continue to do so, and they will continue to get better. And I truly believe in the men on that side of the ball. We just got to keep working at it. You know, just keep grinding away at all the fundamentals fundamental things that we know we need to do. And the same thing on offense. We need to continue to get better. We left some plays out there, and we need to be the team that continues to finish.
Hugh Jackson joining us. Hugh, I know that you're a half-glass full guy instead of half-glass empty, but my point is, when the season started, I think a lot of people thought that the strength of your football team was going to be the defense and that the offense would be okay, but it looks like through 3 weeks, the offense has been really the talk of the town, and the defense has just not gotten up to speed yet. Has that surprised you through three games?
Well, I don't truly see it that way, you know. Entirely, do I think our defense can play better? Yes. But do I see it as that they're not playing as well as they can? No, I don't. I think we've had, obviously, some guys that are back playing. We've had some guys that didn't practice as much. I think they're starting to grow together. They're starting to practice as a unit and be out there together every day. And sometimes I think it takes a little time. And we didn't play as well as we wanted to a couple weeks ago, and as you just alluded to, we've not statistically been exactly what I think we can be. But I think here over the next 13 weeks, we've got an opportunity to prove what we are and who we are, and we need to do so.
I want to thank all the fans that went to the Raiders Facebook page and voted for Darren McFadden for player of the game overwhelmingly, and it's pretty obvious through three games leading the league in rushing. I want to now go to the next opponent in New England, and of course they were up 21-0 on Buffalo, and boy, it was a shootout. They end up losing. I would imagine that it starts with Tom Brady, but when you look at the Patriots and you prepare for this game, give me a couple of things that really concern you.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the Patriots. You need to say more. I mean, they are the two guys I just mentioned are the best at what they do. He's one of the best coaches in football. The quarterback's the best in football. They have a tremendous football team. It's going to be a great challenge. But as I continue to say and will say, as long as our fans come out in the O and our team comes to play, we're going to be hard to beat. I just truly believe that with my whole heart. I believe this team is working extremely hard. I think they understand the opportunity that's before us. It's our stadium, our crowd, our home, and we look forward to the challenge.
You know, I'm glad the Patriots are coming, and I want to get your thought on that. And I know that, you know, in coach speak, you don't want to hear the word letdown, but you guys just had a huge emotional win, and now you've got, as you said, Belichick and Brady coming down. There's not going to be any letdown this week. The place is going to be packed, and your team's going to be ready to go.
You let down. We don't know what that is. So I don't subscribe to that. I mean, normally when everybody talks about that, you play a big game, the next week you don't play as well. If we don't play as well, it's because we didn't play as well. It's not because of a letdown. We need to go play football. In every game we go out there, we're going to go out there with a purpose. But I promise you, this team will be ready to play. I'm not going to subscribe to that. You know, you won a big one against the Jets, and now you get to lay down for a moment. We're not going to do that. We're going to go out there, and we're going to play this game from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head and play as well as we can play. That's what we're going to do.
Coach, I was reading something from Stefan Wisniewski, and boy, what a rookie season he's having. But he talked about the red dot in the film session. So tell the fans out there, Coach, what the red dot is all about.
Oh, boy. In the meetings, now we're getting into all my secrets. In the meetings, you know, when I'm involved in a lot of these meetings, and I kind of put the dot on the people who are not performing up to task. So we kind of, when that dot gets on you, everybody kind of knows, and I think has been said, you don't want to be the person that is behind that dot. You know,
yeah.
You rather have that be on somebody else than you. But no, it's just another way of making each other accountable to what we're doing and making sure that the things we need to get done are getting done.
Well, even though he's a rookie, I would think the red dot hasn't been on Wisniewski very often. I mean, for a guy that's in his first year playing as well as he has, I would imagine you got to be more than pleased with what he and your offensive line have done early in the season.
I really am. Those guys have really bonded together and come together much faster than I could ever anticipate. Again, they're getting really coached. They're getting coached really well. Bob Wiley and Steve Wisniewski do a great job. The guys are really wanting to be good. They're a young, eager group sprinkled in with some veteran players and Cooper Carlisle and Khalif Barnes who helped lead the way, and Sammy Satelli. And I think those the young guys kind of follow their lead, but I think they're tired of being the talk of why we're not very good in the offensive line. So they've taken a stance, and they're working at it, and I'm excited about the group.
We have invited people to follow the Raiders on Twitter, at Raiders, and, of course, at Grant Napier Show, to ask a question each and every week to the coach. And, Coach, I'm very happy this week because we're giving the winner of the question a pair of tickets to the game this Sunday, and they'll be able to ride on the Capitol Corridor train to see the game. You can take the Capitol Corridor to avoid traffic, pay no parking fees, and have no hassles. And the question is from the Roddy P., and it's to you, Coach. What moment stands out the most that you'll remember in your home debut as Raiders head coach?
Just winning. I mean, how loud our fans were, how they were into the game, how they were such a part of us and what we were doing. I mean, there's no way we win like we win without our fans. I mean, they are our DNA. They're what makes us go. And I will never forget after the game, all of the crowd, just the excitement, just the feeling of that place and what it felt like to win. And, boy, we want to capture that again and again and again. And it's truly what it's about. It's about winning. And winning is such an awesome feeling here. And I think our players deserve it, no doubt. This organization deserves it. But our fans truly deserve it also.
Coach, there was another question that I really wanted to read on Twitter, but I don't have tickets for this person, but I thought it was a good question. He wanted me to ask you how Jason Campbell in the offense has been so successful, but Campbell in particular, when you look at all of the injuries to the wideouts and, of course, Kevin Boss the first two games, certainly going down deep on the depth chart, but how has Campbell been able to be so successful with all the injuries?
You know what the true measure of everything we're doing is, Grant, we don't blink. You know, we're not going to blink. There's people that's going to go down, and we all want them to get back as fast as they can. And one thing we don't do, we don't make a big issue about when we lose somebody. We just kind of continue to work and put our head down and keep working. And Jason's done a fantastic job. As the leader of this offensive football team and the quarterback, he can't blink. I mean, you got to take what we put out there, what we give you, and make it work. And he's done that.
Hugh, final question, and it has to do with the turf. Now that the baseball season is going to be over, they're going to put sod where the infield is. And I'm curious, based on last year and the experience, is that an issue for a week or two? I mean, is there slippage? Is there different cleats? Is that a factor at all for both the teams when they had that new sod down there?
It is a factor, and it's both teams, I think, need to address it. I think everybody who does come here does, and I know we do. And, you know, we coach our players down to the shoes that they wear, and we make sure the guys are properly in the right shoes so that they don't go out and slip. But we have two preseason games here that we get to see the dirt and a couple regular season games, so we're kind of used to it. And as I've said before, my players, they truly understand. We're not going to have an excuse, whether it's the dirt, whether it's the right sod or anything. We're going to always be ready and prepared.
Coach, we'll look forward to having you on next week. Congratulations, and again, good luck on Sunday. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Hugh Jackson, the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, taking us to the break, and we'll come back with your reaction to what the coach said next here on Sports Radio KHTK.